All right, today's message, safe and secure. We're going to look to Psalm 91. Okay, we know God is, the Spirit is moving here. Hallelujah. I'm going to read the whole Psalm, and then we're going to go through it. Okay, Psalm 91. He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in Him I will trust. Surely He shall deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from the perilous pestilence. He shall cover you with His feathers, and under His wings you shall take refuge. His truth shall be your shield and buckler. You shall not be afraid of the terror by night, nor of the arrow that flies by day, nor of the pestilence that walks in darkness, nor of the destruction that lays waste at noonday. 1,000 may fall at your side, and 10,000 at your right hand, but it shall not come near you. Only with your eyes shall you look and see the reward of the wicked, because you have made the Lord, who is my refuge, even the Most High, your dwelling place. No evil shall befall you, nor shall any plague come near your dwelling. For He shall give His angels charge over you, to keep you in all your ways. In their hands they shall bear you up, lest you dash your foot against a stone. You shall tread upon the lion and the adder, the young lion and the serpent you shall trample underfoot, because He has set His love upon me. Therefore I will deliver him. I will set him on high, because he has known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life I will satisfy him and show him my salvation. Those first two verses. He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress. God has a secret hiding place, and He invites each of us to join Him there. Notice that He does not invite us to visit. See, the promise is to those who dwell there. And to dwell means we live there. It becomes our address. God invites us to pack up and move in to His secret place. To do so, we must walk away from the clamor and the enticements of the world. We must be willing to quiet our hearts before Him, allow Him to investigate those inner recesses we reveal to no one else. Secret places imply honesty and trust. We cannot join God in His secret place unless we are willing to be transparent and honest with Him. He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Think of the secret hiding places that you enjoyed as children. Imagine being 10 years old again, right? And finding that secret place in the house. Could have been downstairs, someplace hiding in some room that you found that was your place, right? Or maybe it was out in the backyard under some of them bushes. Them big bushes used to grow, you know? I know I had one of them places. I loved it. And the bush that we went behind always had these bees and everything, you know? So nobody would come bother you. You were safe. They were all afraid of the bees. We weren't. I know. That was your pastor back then. Okay. Well, when you slipped inside, you felt this magical presence. You felt safe, protected from the world. You imagined that you could live there all the time and that no one could find you. Often, we invited our best friend to share it because secret places are better shared with someone you love and trust. But the secret place that Psalm 91 describes is not a physical location. It is a state of spiritual rest, a place of peace, a state of tranquility for you that prevails regardless of outward circumstances or conditions. And the shadow referred to here is the force field of God's presence. Anyone who comes within shadow distance of God is covered by His power. The force field of Shaddai, okay, that is the Hebrew name for Almighty, is unmatched. Remember, He is the Alpha and the Omega. He is the beginning and the end. And there is no match for His might, glory, and majesty of our Creator. None. And speaking words of faith is the way of entrance into the secret place. It says, I will say. God created the universe and everything in it by speaking words of faith. In Hebrews chapter 13, verse 3. By faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that the things which are seen were not made of things which are visible. Now, in Genesis chapter 1, we read where it says, Then God said, let there be light. And there was light. And creation began to take form. And He continued day after day. Says He started the mornings by saying, then God said, things came into existence. Living creatures were created. And they came to life just by the mere vapor from His voice. Think about that. Think about that song. He breathed, and hundreds of galaxies came into existence. By His breath. But it was by His words that everything was created. On His sixth day, God again said, let the earth bring forth the creatures. Creatures came forth that day. But also, after working on the creatures, God said, hey guys, let's make man in our image. According to our likeness. And the Lord formed man out of the dust of the earth. Everything that you're made up of, the DNA, the molecules, your skin, everything, out of the dust of the earth, He made you. Took His hands and made you. There's that difference. You understand? He took the time, formed us, made us. You know what makes us so unique then? He came down after He got finished and He breathed into the nostrils of man. He breathed spirit life. We became spirit beings. That's what makes us unique. That's what makes us different from the animals and the creatures. His breath was breathed into us. Spirit life is in you. A little side journey there. Words of faith say He is my refuge and my fortress. Refuge, that means a shelter, a place of protection, safety, security, a safe haven. Fortress is a military stronghold, a place of security or survival, a place not susceptible to outside influences or disturbances. Makes it a little different when you hear it that way, doesn't it? Refuge and fortress. But here's the key. Knowing, not just saying, God is our refuge and our fortress enables us to trust Him more freely. We need to not fear situations or people who threaten our well-being, whether in a physical or spiritual sense. There is no situation we will ever face that is out of God's control. So the best place to always be is right with Him. I like that though. Finish with, my God, in Him, I will trust. My God, a statement of Christian belief there. My God, those two words, when we speak them, identify our closeness and personal relationship with Him. Recognizing Him as our sovereign God, our Savior God, the God of love. It's hard to even wrap our heads around that. It is through our heart, though, that we possess it. Love possesses what reason cannot. It is faith that speaks. Amen? My God. These words have often been used in the Bible to declare the determination of the believer when he or she has been surrounded by opponents or persecutors. My God, in Him will I put my faith. That's where you put your faith, your trust in. Trust in your whole heart, brother. Amen. Verse 3. Surely He shall deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from the perilous pestilence. Surely is from the Hebrew word whose meaning includes assured, certainly, doubtless, yes, truly. In other words, it's for sure. He will deliver you. God will deliver us from hidden traps and dangers when we don't even know where they are. And from deadly pestilences, plagues, or epidemics. Influenza, coronavirus. There have been many of these devastating plagues throughout human history, but as believers, hidden in the secret place of the Most High, standing on and believing God's Word, believers have nothing to fear. Psalm 23, verse 4, the NLT says, even when I walk through the darkest valley, I will not fear, for You are close beside me. To truly and to fully benefit from the power God has made available to us, we must believe and we must speak His words in faith over ourselves, over our family, and learn to cooperate by listening to and being led by the Holy Spirit. He will always warn us about danger, and He'll try to guide us around it. But if you don't pay any attention, or if you, as the girl at the cash register did yesterday, override your spirit and keep on going, you could end up stumbling into one of the devil's snares. So pay attention for the leading of the Holy Spirit. Because in John 10, 27, Jesus said, my sheep hear my voice. We are His sheep. Be listening. You got to slow down sometimes and listen. We get caught up in this world. Don't get caught up in this world. Verse 4. He shall cover you with his feathers, and under his wings you shall take refuge. His truth shall be your shield and buckler. His covering us with his feathers is like laying in bed covered with a goose down comforter. Do I get a witness to that, my sister? Yeah. You feel so nice and warm and secure under that comforter. Also, I thought about my goose down hunting vest and hunting jacket. I'm telling you, I could go out in the sub-zero weather in the mountains, climb and go into a tree stand. Don't ask me why I did it, because nowadays I think of. But you know, I never got cold. My upper body never got cold. I just wish they would have had them for the pants, you know. But I felt so warm and so secure. I could sit up there for hours. In fact, I was out there from dark in the morning till dark at night. Right, Brother Gary? I hear you, brother. And then, like I say, it says, though, under his wings we take refuge. Remember, refuge. Place of protection, place of security. They reference that as just as a mother hen shelters her chicks under her wings, protecting them, the Lord covers us with his protection. The chicks run there for protection. Soon as any type of danger, and that mother hen screams, they come running and they go underneath there. Those chicks, they're pretty smart. Where does that leave us? Psalm 36, verse 7, Good News Translation. How precious, O God, is your constant love. We find protection under the shadow of your wings. There's protection under the wings. Because Jesus himself even said in Matthew 23, verse 37, Matthew 23, verse 37, he said, and he said this about Jerusalem. How often I wanted to gather your children together as a hen gathers her chicks under her wings, but you were not willing. Stupid is as stupid does. In the presence of God Almighty, we are surrounded and enveloped by the wings of his glory, which are the power and the majesty of his great love. His faithfulness and his loving kindness, his chesed agape love, that means promised agape love for us, is a powerful shield around us. And that's because of the covenant. It's promised in the covenant. His truth. Truth meaning his faithfulness, sureness, reliability, and stability will be a shield and a buckler. Shield, that's a broad piece of defensive armor, large enough to cover the entire body. He is our protective defensive armor. In days of old, that's why they had to have armor bearers to carry that huge shield. I like this, a buckler. That's a small round shield held by a handle at arm's length. A shield worn on the left arm. One that shields and protects. Put it on. I wanted to go get upstairs and get my Captain America shield that we have up there. You know, because that's what it reminded me of. Captain America put that shield on there. That shield for him was indestructible. Indestructible. That shield, called a buckler. God is our buckler. He is the indestructible protection. And every time they shot, he deflects them. He promises that to us. Verse 5 of Psalm 91. I guess I got to keep me on track where I'm going. You shall not be afraid of the terror by night, nor of the arrow that flies by day, nor of the pestilence that walks in darkness, nor of the destruction that lays waste at noonday. We shall never be afraid. God commands us that many times throughout the Bible, both in the Old and the New Testament. He tells us, do not be afraid. Fear binds us to the power of the enemy. Verse 5 says, not to be afraid of the terror of night. That's talking about terrorist attacks, thieves and robbers that break into your home. Besides those things that are the creatures of fancy and imagination, which are often most frightful. Am I right? Because they're up here. See, when you go to bed at night, no matter how secure you've made your home, your mind, if let to run, it will have you imagining that things are in that house that are not there. Guys, you ever lay there and your wife says, did you hear that noise? There's somebody downstairs. We were in the house all night. The doors were locked all night, and I just made sure they're locked. Can't be no one. There's somebody down there. Ah. I said, okay. You get downstairs, you walk around, you don't see nothing. You don't find anything. I come back, I didn't see anything. Well, I know I heard something. Okay, well, you heard something. But we can't be afraid of those things. So our minds will create things, create fear. If we let it. That's a key thing. If we let it. The same is to dwell in a secret place on the Most High. It's your choice. And you do that by when you get in contact with Him. By keeping your communion with Him. That's communication. He looks for it each and every day. And you need to be there each and every day so you can remain in the secret place of the Most High. That's what it takes. All right. See, and your imagination, though, it has a lot to do with what you fed into your mind all evening long. The news. And I'm sorry, lately I've been purposely not watching the news. Am I right, Leanne? And Leanne says, "Whoa, Dad, that's something for you not to watch the news. You know, keep current." But I mean, the news can do so much to your head. And then you got the internet. And then you got social media. Wow. That's why we need to stay in contact with Him. And it says what? Do not be afraid of the arrow that flies by day. We're talking about the evil plots and slanders of the wicked here. Nor of the pestilence that walks in darkness. We're talking about plagues, epidemics, deadly diseases that are highly infectious, and that may even bring mass death. Don't be afraid, nor of the destruction that lays waste at noonday, like sudden earthquakes, tsunamis, hurricanes, avalanches. Avalanches? Yeah, Route 51 sliding down while you're driving on the road. About Route 28? Or floods or bombs. No fear of them. We will not be afraid when we are hidden in the secret place of the Most High. Isaiah 43, verses 1 through 3. Isaiah 43, 1 through 3. New King James. Thus says the Lord who created you, and He who formed you. Fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by your name. He knows you by your name. says, you are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And through the rivers, they shall not overflow you. When you walk through the fire, you shall not be burned, nor shall the flames scorch you. For I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. Man, it's our God. God is well able to protect us. Refuse to fear and have faith in God. Or better yet, like the literal Greek translation says, have the God kind of faith. And the God kind of faith calls those things that be not as though they were. Psalm 91, verse 7 and 8. 1,000 may fall at your side, and 10,000 at your right hand, but it shall not come near you. Only with your eyes shall you look and see the reward of the wicked. Like the Israelites in Egypt, who were spared the danger that had touched many of their neighbors while they were there. In Egypt, one of them was when storm so severe came. I mean, a thunderstorm and a half, and hailstones rained down. And baseball size, I'm thinking softball size. There, you know how a softball, when you grab a softball? Yeah, softball size. They literally pounded Egypt. They pounded all the vegetation. They pounded the animals, even people. Literally knocked down, the Bible says, all the trees, flattened the trees. But in Exodus 9, verse 26, only in the land of Goshen, that is within Egypt, where the children of Israel were, there was no hell. God protected them. No hell fell on. So no matter how many may fall from coronavirus, 1,000. You confess in Psalm 91, then don't have many fears. Because 1,000 could fall at your side and 10,000 at your right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Because you have made the Lord your refuge and are declaring the word of his protection by faith. None of those things that you find in verses 5 and 6 will come near you. Believers are protected from any assault hidden in the secret place of the Most High. Now you'll see them, but your shield, that force field of the Lord's protection will preserve you. You ever seen a movie, The Pink Panther? Whole city of the country down there. There was this big force field. And it was impenetrable. And that's what I thought of. That force field is around me. Nothing could get into that city. Nothing could get into their ground. Except when they opened it. You have to see the movies. Sorry. Yes, your pastor likes the Avengers movies. Forgive me. Now, Psalm 91, verses 9 and 10. Because you have made the Lord, who is my refuge, even the Most High, your dwelling place, no evil shall befall you. No evil shall befall you. Nor shall any plague come near your dwelling. Because you are standing on His word and trusting the Lord more than anything else, and you have chosen to make the Most High your chosen, make the Most High your dwelling place, no evil will happen to you. Neither shall any plague, virus, come near your home. The word of his power will uphold you as you trust in him and speak his covenant promises of protection over you and your loved ones. Psalm 55, verse 22 of the Amplified. Cast your burden, that's your worries. Cast your worries on the Lord, and he will sustain and uphold you. He will never allow the righteous to be shaken, slip, fall, or fail. No plague, no disease or virus will come near your dwelling. And dwelling is your home. Your home where you live and you reside. And you know what helps? Plead the blood over your home. Put a bloodline around your property. I did years ago. And I enforced that bloodline. So should you. Because there's power in the blood. Power in the blood of Jesus. Okay, verses 11 and 12 of Psalm 91. For he shall give his angels charge over you to keep you in all your ways. In their hands they shall bear you up, lest you dash your foot against a stone. God's covenant enforcing army, his angels have been sent forth to minister on your behalf. Think about that for a minute. See, in Hebrews chapter 11, or chapter 1, Hebrews chapter 1, verse 14, it says, are not the angels all ministering spirits? I mean servants. Sent out in the service of God for the assistance of those who are to inherit salvation. You become a believer. Angels have several functions. Serving believers. Protecting the helpless. Proclaiming God's messages. And executing God's judgment. These mighty beings, they are so powerful that one angel wiped in one night, no less, 185,000 soldiers that had surrounded Israel and the people. And the people, what did they do? They were crying out for help. Saying, help us, Lord. They humbled themselves and they prayed. And God sent one angel, took care of the problem, wiped out 185,000 soldiers, mighty men of war. One angel. And what did it say? But they prayed. God heard. And God sent that one angel. And what did he say here? He says, and he gave us angels. Angels. That's more than one. Think about that for a moment. If one takes care of that amount of problem, what can those angels do for you? But see, it takes something. Because in Psalm 103, verse 20. Bless the Lord, you his angels, who excel in strength, who do God's word, heeding the voice of his word. Are you all thinking? Heeding the voice of his word? Yeah. When you speak it, that's what heed, gives it the heed to. Your voice. His breath that was breathed into you. Spirit life. When you speak God's word, the angels take notice. So put God's word of protection in your mouth every day, because in consistency lies the power. Did you hear that? In consistency lies the power. In faith, speak God's words. His angels will do his word. But you must speak it. Not think it. Speak it. Let it come out of your mouth. Verses 13 and 14 says, you shall tread upon the lion and the cobra. The young lion and the serpent you shall trample underfoot. Because he has set his love upon me, therefore I will deliver him. I will set him on high because he has known my name. Jesus said in Luke chapter 10, verse 19, Amplified Classic Edition, behold, I have given you authority and power to trample upon serpents and scorpions, and physical and mental strength and ability over all the power that the enemy possesses, and nothing shall in any way harm you. Nothing shall in any way harm you. Jesus, the spotless Lamb of God, shed his own blood in covenant sacrifice to make the way for you to have authority over the power of the enemy, including fear, including a small four-letter word, fear. Fear is being afraid of someone or something that will cause you hurt and pain. Isaiah 41:10, New Living Translation. God says, don't be afraid, for I am with you. Don't be discouraged, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Those are his words. I thank you, Lord. I will not be afraid, for I know that you are with me. I will not be discouraged, for you are my God. See, make those personal when you say them. Make them come alive to yourself. Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 8. And don't be afraid of the people, for I will be with you and will protect you. I, the Lord, have spoken. He spoke. Psalm 27, 1. The Lord is my light and my salvation, so why should I be afraid? The Lord is my fortress, protecting me from danger, so why should I tremble and be afraid? Why? You don't have to. When you dwell in the secret place of the Most High. When you set your love upon Him, He will deliver you. And deliver here means to bring into security. Bring to safety. God will set you on high because you know Him by name. In Ephesians chapter 2, verse 6. Says, and God raised us up with Christ and seated us with Him in the heavenly realms in Christ Jesus. Satan and all his demons are under our feet. You realize that? See yourself seated with Jesus. Because that's what the Word tells us. That's where we're seated. He makes it His personal business to protect you and me, His covenant sons and daughters. Because in 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 18, I will be a father to you, and you will be my sons and daughters, says the Lord Almighty. Well, He's speaking to us. Speaking to us big time. Are we listening? Are we listening? Verses 15 and 16. He shall call upon me and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life, I will satisfy him and show him my salvation. When we call on God, the Father, in the name of Jesus, He will answer us. It's what it says. He will answer us. See, He dwells in you. He is ever-present because He is omnipresent. Omnipresent. Everywhere, at the same time, all the time. Your mind says, really? Yeah. But you're not sure? In Hebrews chapter 13, verse 5. Hebrews 13, 5. This is His word. He, God Himself, has said, I will not in any way fail you, nor give you up, nor leave you without support. I will not, I will not, I will not in any degree leave you helpless, nor forsake, nor let you down, relax my hold on you. Assuredly not. No matter what the trouble is, as the song we sang, He never lets go. Okay, He never lets go through the calms and through the storms. He never lets go in the highs and in the lows. He never lets go. He'll never let go of you. You know what we should do then? Raise a hallelujah. Raise a hallelujah. In Psalm 34, verse 15, the eyes of the Lord are on the righteous. That's us. We are the righteous. We are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. And His ears are open to our call for help. His ears are open to our call for help. I know the scripture says cries. But see, everybody, when they hear cry, they think of whining and no, we're calling for help from our heart. Because we know He hears us. And we know He will deliver us. He will get us out of it. He will get us through it. Because He's our helper. He's our helper. He is Eleazar. Eleazar. That is the Hebrew name, meaning God is my helper. God is my helper. That's what you should be able to say. God is my helper. And what did Jesus say? He told us, remember, I am with you even to the end of the ages. He ain't going nowhere. And He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Just as powerful then as He is now. There's power in the name. Power in the name of Jesus. He promises to not only protect, but to deliver, honor, satisfy with long life, and show you His salvation. Wow. Show you His salvation. Salvation here in Psalm 91, verse 16 means, are you ready for this? Because I think we limit it. Deliverance, aid, victory, prosperity, health, help, save, welfare. Show you His welfare, His prosperity, His health He's promised to you. Makes a little bit different, doesn't it? Our covenant partner is our advocate and deliverer in every situation and circumstance. If we'll stay in faith in His word, His miraculous power will cause us to walk on high places of the earth, far above all principality and powers, might and dominion, victorious in all we put our hands to do. Take Psalm 91, personalize it, and confess its powerful protection and promises aloud aloud over yourself and your loved ones. See yourself and them surrounded by God's ministering angels and protection from the harm and destruction that you see going around you. Do it in the morning and then again in the evening. Do it faithfully. Don't get distracted from it. It doesn't take that long to read that psalm. You get up, you're having your cup of coffee in the morning. Open your Bible and read Psalm 91 and personalize it. At night, you come home and sit down and relax. You get done eating supper. You're sitting there with your spouse. Take a sip. Read Psalm 91 together. Every day. You'll find out you'll be dwelling in the secret place of the Most High. You won't even have to look at it in the Bible because you'll have it memorized because it'll be in your heart. It'll be in your spirit. Cast the cares on the Lord and lean on the strength of your covenant partner, as he is your covenant partner, the blood covenant. Jesus, remember, is our high priest, the high priest of our confession. And remember, his covenant enforcing angels are listening to the voice of his word. When you personalize Psalm 91, you are giving them something to work with. What do you mean personalize it? Let me go back to verse 15. It says, he shall call upon me. Well, let me read it to you. I shall call upon the Lord, and he will answer me. He will be with me in trouble. He will deliver me and honor me with long life. He will satisfy me and show me his salvation. Folks, when you personalize it and you say it, those angels, you're giving them something to work with. So all I can say is, shalom, shalom. May the peace of God be upon all of you.